FunFactory.com has partnered with Locker Room Talk and Shots. So when you use my special code SELS20, you get 20% off your Fun Factory purchase. Just head to us.funfactory.com and use my code SELS20 at checkout for 20% off sex toys, lube, massage oils, and more. Cheers.
Do the sex.
Hi, this is Annette Benedetti, your hostess for Locker Room Talk and Shots, the podcast that likes to think of itself as the queer NPR of raunchy women's sex talk. You are about to sit in on the kind of conversations women have on their girls' nights out or behind closed doors while enjoying delicious drinks and dishing about sex. Think fun, honest, and feminist as fuck, and always with the goal of fighting the patriarchy one orgasm at a time. Welcome to the locker room.
Ring loop. Today's locker room talk and shots topic is a reboot. What women wish men would stop doing in bed. It may have been recorded almost 2.5 years ago when I kicked this podcast off, but the themes that you're going to hear in this episode hold true today. Not only that, this episode is a great foundational episode for those of you who are new to the podcast. Certainly, you will hear the themes mentioned here repeated all throughout the almost 3 years of episodes I've created. And for, you know, my loyal listeners who've been around for a while, well, it never hurts to refresh, because I can tell you this much. I've been doing this for 3 years and still many of these things happened to me in bed. I want you to take time to listen to each of my guests and myself as we do tell you what the don'ts are. Please don't do these things, but don't worry. We aren't all negative. We also pepper in the do's and what is being done right in bed. So enjoy the listen and cheers.
Our guest today is Daisy, who we had on our one of our last episodes called So You Think You Can Porn. Daisy, will you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Daisy. I am 32. I'm an artist. You can follow me at Pink Daisy Art Box on Instagram.
So, well, I'm going to help you out, Daisy. Daisy has been a dominatrix. She has been an amateur porn star, and now she is turned amazing artist, mama, sex positive guest on our show. We also have with us a dear friend of mine who I'm so excited is here. I'm so excited. Andrea, why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, I'm Andrea, as you already told them my name. Thank you. And I'm very happy to be here. I am 49 years old and in my 50th year, I keep reminding myself. And I work as a mental health therapist. And I'm very excited to be a part of this. I think this is really great.
Thank you. And our shot for the day, appropriately so, picked out by our bartender, Anna Arroyo, is the Mind Eraser. It is yummy, and I'm excited to drink it. So, ladies, raise your glasses. I want to thank you for agreeing to be vulnerable and talk about banging and what you don't like and what you do like with me today. So, cheers. Let's talk about sex.
While you're taking your drink, can I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as a slight callback to the last episode I was on.
So You Think You Can Porn.
So You Think You Can Porn. If you haven't seen that one yet, you might want to go back and watch it so you kind of get the reference I'm about to make. one of the things we mentioned last time was bring your own lube.
Bring your own lube.
You got to bring your own lube. So, right after the last show, the next morning was up in Seattle, immediately there. And the entire week leading up to it or during it, my partner and I were flirting and getting really excited and building a lot of tension. And then on the last night, we were just going to go crazy and be animals. And we bought lube and some toys, and we were so excited. And halfway through the trip, we ended up changing hotels. The last night finally came. We were in our bedroom, getting close, kissing and touching and exploring. And it finally came time where we were going to get everything out. We couldn't find the lube. It took 10 minutes and we are tiptoeing around and making sure no one's hearing us because our kids are in the other room. And all we want to do is find the lube and fuck each other like crazy. And we couldn't find the lube. And then I just sat there, shook my head, and I'm like, I should have brought my own lube.
You just have to have it.
You got to bring your own lube.
You know what I'll do? I feel like the segue as well. Typically, I would ask one of the guests to kick off, like, what they don't like that men do in bed. But I think I will start with this. Have your own fucking lube, dudes. All right? It is not a woman's responsibility to have the things you need to have good sex. You need to have lube. Also, your spit is not a good substitute. So, I mean, and really that goes together with really my number one thing that I wish men would stop doing in bed. Do not spit on me by some lube. Don't spit on my pussy. Don't spit on my body. Don't do it. Buy some lube. I'm so offended by the spitting. I get so, it offends me. It upsets me. I'm upset. Can you see?
It's reasonable.
How do you feel?
Well, it's reasonable. I was thinking, you know, I bring my own condoms. If I'm having sex with a man, he wears the condom. I'm actually thinking about his comfort in terms of getting quality condoms that are going to be, you know, not in the way of his sensory experience too much.
Right.
And it seems that if he were thinking of me or the woman that he was with, he might consider, yeah, maybe bringing some lube would be a good idea.
Right.
It's, yes.
Also, not Astroglide. Guys, it's not the 80s. It's not the 90s. Astroglide is out of style. There are so many amazing lubes. And I understand that maybe you're like lost when it comes to lubes. Here's the thing. There are great articles out there. So you get online and you Google best lubes for women. And you will learn about water-based lubes and when to use what lube. If you, for instance, decide for some reason you want to use the butt instead of the vagina. There are different lubes to use. So read about it and bring your own lube. Cheers to lube. Come on. A great invention that is underappreciated.
Well, and this segues perfectly to my number one stop on my list of things that I accumulated here, which is stop trying to fuck a dry pussy. Which also means learning what a dry pussy feels like. Checking it out first, knowing the difference between a lubricated pussy and one that is not.
Yes.
I even had an experience once where my partner at the time that I was having sex with checked and thought that I wasn't lubricated when for once I was. And it was really awkward. It was like, you're not lubricated. And it's like, actually, I am. Do you even know what a lubricated pussy actually feels like?
So wait. What does that mean? If he didn't know you were wet,
that's just embarrassing.
It was weird. It was strange. Really, it ruined the whole moment.
What?
I was not totally ready to go.
Does not need to be a slip and slide for you to slide in.
Maybe that's what it was.
Is that what their expectation is? The slip and slide?
I did not ask.
Andrea takes a long, slow drink off her glass. So, hey, I think what we're saying is get to know the vagina. What it feels like when it's happy, what it feels like when it's angry, what it feels like, you know, just get to know the vagina. And Daisy is acting out what an angry pussy looks like right now. No, seriously, like, I think that That's a great point. I remember, I mean, this was my senior year high school boyfriend. And I remember at some point he really wanted to have sex. And for whatever reason, I was not, my body was like not into this. I mean, I can probably think of a lot of reasons right now why I wasn't. But I remember I finally was like, I mean, he wasn't, and he probably was reacting to my body's disinterest. So he was semi-hard and my body was like, go away. And finally I looked at him and I'm like, can we stop trying to put your limp dick into my dry vagina? Can we just stop? Yeah. For finding my own voice for once at such a young age. Anyways.
They just like to barrel in there though, you know? Like talking about banging in high school, they just jam you up.
Jam it in there. Don't just jam it in there. Ever. Sensitive.
And then hard and fast like a rabbit.
Ugh.
Fucking jackhammer.
No, thank you. I mean, sometimes, I will admit, sometimes I like that, but it's like you got to work up to it. The frenzy has to be mutual. And then the frenzy where you get a jackhammer, it's short-lived. So guys, like when you finally get permission and she's like, fuck me hard and fast, you get that for like 60 seconds and then stop. It's a treat when that happens, right?
That actually kind of goes into my next thing. Don't be afraid to change positions. A lot of times I feel like we get really stagnant and stuck with, especially male on top, kind of positioning, and don't be afraid to change positions. A lot of times, things can get oversensitive or desensitized. Sometimes if you feel like you're, as a man, if you're approaching climax, stop for a second, change positions, in between changing positions, kiss and just be intimate and or worship the person that you're being intimate with. Or
especially if you're someone who can't come, that seems like a good number of men can only come once, mm-hmm. and then they just, you know, that's it for them for the night, which is fine. Hey guys, that is fine. But either learn to draw it out or learn to fuck us after you've come, because we don't need your cock to come.
Right.
We literally don't need it to come. There are so many other things we can do that are fun and sexy. And I'll tell you what, there is nothing like a guy who knows after he comes how to keep having sex.
Yeah, absolutely. Oral doesn't have to just be a foreplay. Oral can be
the entire game.
The main event.
I say, when in doubt, go down. With permission, of course.
Cheers to oral being the entire game. Oh, to men who want to do that.
And once you get a woman off by eating her pussy out, you don't need your lube.
There is
and that. She can keep going.
We can't. I love, all right, can I just say this? One of my most favorite things is having penetration after orgasm.
After you're really tightened up, it's great for everybody.
Yeah. Which segues to my biggest thing.
You have a lot of big things.
Look, I appreciate that a man wants me to come. I do. I don't appreciate when, like, 10 minutes into fucking, he's like, are you getting close? Are you going to come for me? Come for me. Come for me. The minute you do that, I am done. I'm done. I'm done. It pisses me off. It causes anxiety. Mm-hmm. I am not a woman that comes easily. And my body, I'm like, oh, he's bored. It puts pressure on me. Also, it tells me my orgasm for you isn't about me. It's about your ego. Mm-hmm. And look, hey guys, my orgasm isn't about you. It's about me. I have had amazing sex with men who have never made me come. My love for sex and my enjoyment of the sexual experience is not centered around the orgasm. It's the experience. Orgasms are great, but they aren't the end all be all of it. And if you start making my orgasm about you, first of all, I'm 46. I've spent many years perfecting that fake orgasm for people like you. because the stress kills the experience. I will clinch. I will make the sounds. You'll think I came. And I'll go out with my girlfriends and take shots and talk about how I could not come because you kept saying, come for me.
We can't all come on command like Sean.
Like you Sean. Know?
Again.
I'm just not built like that.
You're going to have to listen to So You Think You Can Porn. Some people can come on command. That's great. Good for them. I'm not one of them, and I think most women aren't. Ladies, chime in, because I could go off for hours.
No, I've always viewed it as kind of a fantasy. So if you're going to do that, you're asking for a fake orgasm.
If you're asking at the 10-minute mark. Yeah, I'm gonna fake it. Obviously, we don't have time for this, so whatever. Let's get it done. However, if we are at the 30-minute mark, or like we've been going a while and you're reading my body and you're watching my facial expressions and you can genuinely tell that I'm getting close, and you do something like grab me around the neck and tell me to come.
That will make you come.
I'm going to come. And it's going to be great.
So here's my question. I think there are some women who like to hear that kind of thing. So is that a discussion that we could have in advance? Like, what is advice for guys who are like,
yeah,
like ask in advance, like, do you like to hear that?
Yeah, I love that. So this, again, kind of goes into something I wanted to say, is that talk about it. It's like dirty talk. It's what do you like? You know, what is the craziest thing you've done in bed? That kind of helps gauge where are some of the possibilities that we can go? Are we on the same wavelength to where, like, we're into the same weird shit?
Right.
I feel like something that we keep talking about is that we're kind of trained from a younger age that it does center around the man and what they want. So as women, we don't really talk or even really think about what we want until we're older,
right,
until we're willing to kind of claim sex back as like, wait a minute, this is something I'm doing. I never enjoy this. Mm-hmm. But it's something that you have to practice. And that's something that I was going to say again is touch me like I touch me.
So they should watch.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. In that, I'm really particular. I have a very small clitoris, and my labia, all of it is fairly small, very tucked. And so I have a very specific way that I like to be touched. If you touch me almost any other way, it's going to be hypersensitive and it's almost going to hurt. So if you don't touch me right, don't touch me at all that way. And so I love when my partners approach me from behind and I get to take my hand and guide it down, and I get to show you how I want to be touched. If I'm going down on a man, he's fine grabbing my head and doing things and communicating what he wants. So I'm going to show you what I want, and I'm going to show you how to touch me.
I'm going to say I've never been able to comfortably masturbate in front of a lover.
Really?
Like that. No.
Can I ask you, like, what is, so first of all, I don't know, let's just cheers, because I feel like we're just drinking our drinks. And
I am
not
really feeling this drink, by the way.
You like it? It's good.
My friends call me Sip Sip Smash, so I do not have a great drinking tolerance here.
Sip Sip Smash, I like it.
My current partner is going to hear this and insist that I masturbate for him at this point. And I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to have to do it. Not because I have to do it, but because
you're going to do it.
I feel I should do this.
Have you ever masturbated for yourself?
Yes.
Like in a mirror?
Yeah.
Yes,
have you done that?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
I have not done that.
I'm all about myself.
So, Andrea, it's off topic, but not really, because what in the hell is that?
Turn that vibrator off.
or where it's coming can from we the buy next it?
Bedroom upstairs.
Hey, now. Probably.
I wouldn't be surprised if your whole bedroom just like started vibrating one day.
I've got a lot of vibrators. So, do you know why you're self-satisfied?
There's something about being watched, I think.
Well, you're doing
that. I mean, I have recorded myself and sent an audio of myself. Mm. Right. And when you are live, you don't get to edit. Bringing it back to topic is one of the things that are on the stop doing this list is stop doing certain things without consent, which is like masturbating in front of me, you know?
So all of it, the consent is
there
a big
have
thing.
Been, yeah, events where, you know, my partner masturbated right next to me when I really just wanted to go to sleep. And, you know, I didn't appreciate that necessarily. Or I think that there needs to be a setup when that's what's happening.
Right.
You know, there needs to be consent. And that's one of the things that I think consent is important for.
Right. How we came up with this topic was locker room talk and shots sprung off of a column on She Explores Life called Locker Room Talk. And one of maybe the first article we did was on this topic. So what I did was I just asked a whole bunch of women, what do you wish men would stop doing in bed? And I would say 90% of what came up was consent-based. Yeah. So like women were like, stop slapping my tits without asking. And I was like, what? That they're doing what? But just like there were all of these things, slapping tits, slapping pussy, like choking.
Anything involving just, the anus is a popular one.
Oh, God. Yeah. Hey, guys, ask about the anus ahead of time. I do feel like a lot of guys are pretty good about that.
I think practical conversations with the intention of conscious sexual encounters are far more powerful than what are your fantasies and all that other stuff that, you know, I think a lot of guys use that as a way to try to get you in the mood, and they really do want to please. You know, I really think it's a big part of male psychology to be good in bed for women.
So one of the sexiest moments I have ever had actually involved consent. I had a partner that we were starting to make out. It was still where we were kind of kissing. And she says, you know, while we're kissing, I'm going to touch an article of clothing and I'm going to tap it. I want you to indicate if I can take off that article of clothing. And so as we were kissing, there was no, they didn't have to be a conversation. The setup, that's all it took was, hey, I don't want to have to stop. So I'm going to tap your clothing. I'm going to tap your pants. And then you get to decide, can I take your pants off? And then I'm going to touch your bra. And you get to tell me, like, just nod or moan and indicate that I can take that off.
Right.
And there was no break. There was no awkwardness.
So, guys, take note. Here's a great way to make consent, because I do think a lot of men struggle with the idea of how do I make consent sexy without killing the moment, or, you know, just they don't have the tools.
Get creative.
Well, yeah. And I mean, along what I was just saying, too, and it kind of relates to what you're saying, is I'm really turned on by someone who's preparing, you know, and still open to any outcome. It's like, well, you know, we've got a date and, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I'd like to have sex, but there's no guarantee that we will, and we don't have to have sex. But if we do, you know, what kind of lube do you like? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite lube? I want something that's going to work for you.
Right.
Because that's going to be the best outcome. And I would like someone who was taking that kind of thoughtful consideration and preparation and be like, wow.
Right.
You know, I would really like that. That would turn me on.
I did just recently have someone ask me what kind of lube I liked, and I was like kind of caught off guard by it. You know what I think is sexy is like spending an evening looking up toys you want and sending links, and then like, hey, if you're smart, you're going to order this.
Also going to adult stores or sex shops or toy stores or whatever you want to label them, a lot of them will have testers or samples of lube. So you can go there and say, hey, I'm interested in some lube. Can you make some suggestions? I am shameless. I'll ask anybody about lube, about toys, whatever. And if you just ask, they are happy to give you samples. They receive boxes of them to hand out.
Can I just make a plug for coconut oil? That's my favorite.
Wait. Coconut oil is your favorite lube?
Mm-hmm.
So just lately, like...
That's pretty much what I use because I'm very prone to, I think, you know, reactions to anything that is not very, very natural and organic. And it works. It works.
I bet it's affordable, too.
And, well, you know, you can put it in your coffee. You can use it to cook with.
And then you can put it
all over your skin. And yes, you can put it in your vagina and it does not disrupt your flora and fauna.
From your morning coffee to your evening fuck, coconut oil.
I do remember using it to give my dog medicine once, so. It does it all.
Cheers to coconut oil.
Am I the only one on drink two?
No, I am.
Okay, because I... For those who
Daisy
know me, I'm on drink too.
Daisy is schooled and she's like, oh.
She's like, I've seen these bitches before.
I am such a lightweight. And so I know.
She says that every time, but mostly she's just like, I don't want to end up like you guys.
I know. I'm a lightweight too. Unfortunately, that still does not stop me. Thinking that I'm still a tank, which I am not.
You all have more tolerance than I do with alcohol.
You're doing sure,
that is look why at you.
I am drunk as fuck right now. I am on one drink and one sip. I am
Does she
seriously
seem drunk?
Gone.
David, come on.
So she's definitely nice and rosy through the face. It's pretty adorable, though.
I just have to say here, I think that we have different definitions of drunk as fuck.
And this is probably the first drink I've had this year.
Oh, cheers to that. I'm so happy that it could be here.
I feel like
and
you're
talking about sex. We're trying to get you drunk, Daisy.
I was like, I think you're trying to get me on drink.
All right, here's back to the goddamn topic. We've gotten through quite a bit, but I feel like we have more. All right, we have more.
There's definitely more. This could go on very long.
I think you've barely scratched the surface.
This lady
came in with a list of 9 things.
That's true.
We have touched about 2 or 3 of 9 things.
Right. And that's just you.
I'm so easy to please. I'm just like, I've got 2 little bullet marks.
You had only 2 things?
I had 4. Right, I had 4 total, but...
Give us another one, Daisy. I'm curious.
So, all of mine kind of intertwine a little bit. One is just that penetration isn't the goal.
Mm-hmm.
It's not... Like, I know you want to get your dick wet, but, like, slow down. For me, I love to feel worshipped and sexy. In my normal day-to-day, I very rarely, very rarely feel sexy on my day-to-day. I'm busy. I'm a mom. I've got other things going on. And the last thing I'm thinking about is, am I sexy? I feel like worship is really the word for it, where
a guy will, like, worship your body.
Yeah, I like partner better because I want to fuck everybody.
Yeah, so whoever it is.
Yeah, whoever I am having sex with, just to say, like, I'm not going to, like, cut off anyone because of gender.
Sure.
I want that person in the moment with me right now to think that I am the sexiest fucking thing they have ever seen.
I watch movie sex all the time, and I'm like, that's so much fucking bullshit.
We'll be right back. My code SELS20 is your key to kicking off the sexiest new year ever had when you use it at funfactory.com. Enjoy 20% off Fun Factory's luxury products, including vibrators, cock rings, lube, and more when you use my code SELS20. Check out the Vim vibrating wand. Yes, the one featured on this podcast thumbnail. Grab the nose vibrating cock ring and experience more simultaneous orgasms in 2024. And don't forget to check out their rabbit style vibes. I'm talking about the Lady Bi for toe curling blended O's all year long. Just fill your cart and use code SELS20 at checkout and enjoy 20% off when you shop funfactory.com. Cheers.
Like, this, you know, they're passionately, like, kissing, and then he rips her panties down and shoves his cock in, and they have an orgasm in 3 minutes.
At the same
minutes.
Time. They always get off at the same time, though.
Instantly.
Mm-hmm. Some men so are good motion. At that, though.
That way.
And that's not a bad thing.
That it happens like that?
You come together.
Yeah.
I know a guy that's really good at coming right when, I mean, right when I do.
Couldn't be me.
Maybe. No. My primary partner is really good at waiting for me and making sure, like, changing positions and things. Mm-hmm. He's really good at waiting for me and doing that.
But not like the rip the panties down, cock inside, and 3 minutes later you come. Does that happen? Does that happen?
If you're building the tension all day long and, like, okay, so my current partner was also, at one point, my boss.
Oh, well, that's sexy. I can say that.
And working in the same place where we can't touch each other all day long and wearing a short pencil skirt and heels, and you can feel his eyes on you during the day, and then going home, and there's all that tension and buildup, and yeah, smash together. And
that, so it was really quick.
Yeah, I mean, it was quick and passionate.
So,
but there was the buildup still.
Yeah, so question, does this almost, I mean, I don't really have any experience with it because I have no self-control. Is this almost into, like, edging territory? Because I've never done, like, edging, but I've heard people talk about it.
No.
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 I'm just curious.
I spend a lot of time doing that.
Oh, you're an edger.
Totally. I love it. All right, so back to what we don't want guys to do. Why is it so hard for us to stay on topic?
It's a hard question for women to answer in general, I have found. And I think that should be mentioned. Like, I had trouble answering it at first. I think women in general want to be really positive, you know, and
reassuring to men.
Yeah, and there is male ego stuff to deal with. And even at first, I'm like, what do I really want men to stop doing? And I'm like, I don't know. You know, it took me a while. It was a very, my first real answer was a very general umbrella term. You know, it was, stop making it all about your orgasm.
Yeah.
You know, and we've touched upon that a little bit, you know, but trying to dive deeper into very specific things. You know, dude, stop doing this thing, this one thing, you know, and trying to be very specific. You know, it does almost even feel, you know, negative. I mean, we want to say things what we would rather have. I even asked a guy, what have women told you to stop doing? He's like, well, really nothing. They tell me things they'd rather I do or things they'd rather I do differently, because even we women, especially, we're all really different. You know, things that I would really like some of my partners to have stopped doing, other people like, or maybe they would like, you know, and who are we to say that all men should stop doing these very specific things. You know, there just are a few things that really we can say all men need to stop doing this.
Right. That made me, so it was so funny when you said, what have you actually said stop doing? And I was like, what have I actually said stop doing? And there was one thing that came to mind right away. I find that men really like to, like, when they're banging you, and they hit your cervix, like, it feels good to them. And it hurts. And I'll say, ouch, and I'll say, stop, or out, or, like, whatever. I make a sound that's like, I'm not happy with the situation. And I don't know how many times that's led to them actually doing it more. More. Like, knocking my cervix around. And it makes me fucking angry.
Have you asked to change position during that? Because a lot of time it's the angle.
Well, it is the angle, but it's also like the depth with some. And it's like, when you feel that happen, don't fucking do it. It doesn't, and I don't know, I think it feels good to them. I don't know what it is. But I have found, like, there's a big problem with that. And it's like, yeah, I get angrier and angrier, and then I'm just a bitch during sex.
I wonder if that is part of male ego, where they feel like they're hitting your back wall, and that's what they think is, like, I'm hitting some sort of back wall.
I've heard it feels good to them. Like, they'll be like, it feels good. And I'm like, well, fuck you. It hurts me in a way that makes me hate you.
I think it's a discipline thing.
It's weird.
Ooh. I think that, you know, there are a lot of men who really work to be disciplined at controlling their urges so that they can be the best lover they can be to their partner. And some men, you know, get so caught up in their own pleasure.
Yeah.
That they don't have the practice of discipline.
Right.
Because it does serve them. It serves them psychologically. It serves them emotionally. It serves them in their own sexual gratification to hold off. And they just haven't learned that yet. And they haven't gotten the reward.
I do think you're right. I think there's something that like feeds the ego, like, oh, I'm so deep that I'm doing this thing. And it's on such a primal level. They keep doing, but then I'm just like, you will never fuck me again. It makes me want to flick their balls.
I think that if they know it's not, it doesn't feel good to you to be so deep and they keep doing it, they're lost in their own pleasure at that point.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but I, and Daisy, right, like I have found, like I've learned to work with my own body. I'm short, I'm shallow in some ways. Yeah.
Have you ever been with a man who had a really long cock
and
didn't do that to you? So you know it's a control issue.
Yeah, it's so funny.
He has the ability not to do that to you and still get great pleasure. Yes. So there you go.
She's familiar. We'll go in our cougars and cubs conversation. I have... Actually, yeah, I think that I had a lover who was younger and
a little bit
larger and never had this problem with like the minute it would make me uncomfortable, the amount of control this individual had over their giant penis was, it was almost set me back on my heels. At my age and having been with, you know, people my age who are also very well endowed, but also careless, and it made it awful. There was a period in time when I was like, I would not want to date anyone who was large. I was like, it's a turnoff. I don't want to deal with some guy with a large dick who is going to hurt me and like not, like it's not fun for me. Mm-hmm. Not fun. Size is not a thing for me. It's really like the person, if they know how to use it. And yeah, it's really how you connect with the person, how they listen to you, how they use what they have. And again, there are so many more things to do with a woman than just stick your penis in them. Right?
Right. Well, I always say you don't have to have a penis at all.
I mean,
for me,
obviously,
I don't want to get nasty with you.
I would say every woman at this table,
I do okay without one.
Everyone, because you're definitely gay.
Okay, I do okay. She says
every woman at this table can agree you don't need a penis to get off. Cheers to that, ladies. Okay, do not hit the cervix. Something else.
I have one. One that is a me in particular thing is I don't have many things that are really, really, really off limits for me. I'm willing to try just about anything. Don't pull my hair. Mm. I feel like a lot of people do it in a way that I consider incorrect, where if you just grab my hair in the middle of my head, it just hurts. It doesn't have the sexy. Ooh, she knows.
You can learn how to do it right, guys.
It is to the point where I have had it incorrectly performed so many times on my poor tender head that just don't pull my hair. I'm done. I'm out.
So you think a conversation in advance would help with that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like hair pulling? Do you have... I find that, I will say this, I feel like most men in pre-game conversation will ask about choking for sure. Throw hair pulling and tit slapping into that.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And like everything, just throw everything into that.
Hair pulling and I think even a little, sometimes a spank can be executed correctly without a lot of, you know, needing to talk about it. Mm-hmm. But really think about it. Do you really know what you're doing? If you have any doubt at all, if you haven't talked to a lot of people and really researched it a little bit, and you can literally go to classes on how to do this stuff well.
Go to Kink Fest.
Yeah.
I just feel like this is something that men do you know, I don't want to generalize, of course, but I feel like with the hair pulling, with the spanking, it is something that they will like commit to like 100% because they've seen it like in porn and on movies, and they'll just like go full throttle with like the hair pulling or the spanking, like before you have that conversation. And like you said, there is a right way to go about it with like the hair pulling, like, you know, ease into it. Don't just fucking yank your head back. Like, no one likes that. I mean, unless
I am sure that's what you're into. I am sure that there is, that there are girls out there who just absolutely love when a man like wraps his entire hand in your hair and like pulls the entire thing. I'm just not that gal.
Right.
So,
yeah. Spanking. I like it. But I have been shocked, and I will say this, like, I'm upfront about, like, when I meet someone, I'm like, this is something that when done right really turns me on. I am actually shocked at how many men I can tell, like, maybe a class is in order, you know, I can tell when they're going into it and they're unsure. This podcast is gonna ruin my fucking sex life. Now, anybody who gets in bed with me and wants to spank me is going to be like, fuck, am I doing it right?
Or I don't make your sex life the best it's ever been.
Let's hope.
People are going to know what to do and what not to do.
But I also think there's like a learning curve, you know, like you have to be willing to do it and do it wrong and have someone say, hey, this is what I want. Get over women saying you're doing it wrong or saying do it this way or that was okay, but... And when she says that, don't sulk and say, oh, like, you know, ask for us to then feel sorry for you. Just be like, cool. What do you want? Mm-hmm. Let's practice. Oh, you want me to bend you over, get over my knee. Tell me how to do it. Yeah. You want a butt plug in? Okay. Tell me how to do that. Let's do that. Mm-hmm. Let's practice. Get a drink. Let's do it.
I love after sex recaps where I'm like, hey, you know, when you like stuck your finger in my ass, that was great, can we try that again but with like lube next time, so like it'll be really good. And just being able to, or hey, you know, you kind of slammed my head into the headboard, can we next time you notice that like my head's getting a little sideways, can you like pull, like just grab my legs and pull me down the bed
sideways. And we've all had our head a little sideways at some oh my gosh, Anna did a great reenactment. Of, all right, guys. So at some point, like, let's stop because I do feel like everyone goes through this. Hey, guys, when at some point you are banging a woman and you start moving up in the bed and you notice like your head's hitting the wall because you're probably not mature enough to know you need to get a nice headboard, and then pretty soon, like, you've moved up more and like her shoulders in the wall and she's bending her head to the side. She's trying to accommodate you and your passion. Stop.
She starts getting that dead look in her eyes.
Oh no.
That I'm just getting through it. Like, oh God. Yeah. Don't do that. Pull her back. Pull her back. Pull her into you.
Change positions.
Or change positions.
Just change positions.
What a concept.
It's so easy.
There are so many.
You don't lose anything.
Not a thing.
Just flip them over, grab a leg and put it in a different position. Just change positions.
Yeah.
I haven't done at least three. I feel like I'm missing something. Like, which one did we do this time?
Right, right. Andrea came into this conversation prepared. She talked to her friends. So she has information from the wider network of women. And something that in our pre-game talk that came up, also, can we do a cheers to other women getting in on this podcast and saying they want to contribute with their thoughts? Hey, ladies, thank you. By the way, I'm acknowledging all of Andrea's friends who will remain nameless, but thank you for giving Andrea a long, awesome list. And one of the things that you brought up that I think we need to touch on that surprised me, maybe not so much, was the comment, which can be taken all directions, of what can men stop doing in bed? And they said,
being there.
I want to talk about two people of four.
Two answered out of four. It a little differently. I think it bears qualifying that one of these was being there without coffee. Now, that is a very important qualifier in my world.
I feel that way. I feel it in the morning, although
I love morning sex.
I love morning sex. Coffee,
it's proper. Best after coffee, though, for me.
I do like I really need
my coffee first and some talking, you know, and then morning sex.
Slip it in.
Yeah.
Really, I like it right when I wake up because, like, I'll wake up horny. Like, let's go.
Yes. Oh, mm-hmm. I
prefer to not get out of bed. Like, that's the best. Like, uh-huh. If you wake up and, like, come before you even get out of bed, that's the start to a great fucking day.
Send me to the bathroom with shaking legs, and I am happy.
All right.
Well, see, we're all different. All women need to vaginas, speak what they want.
Vaginas don't come in a box.
But being there, some women want you to go away after doing it.
So my instant thought, Andrea, when you brought that up, was I think what in society and like movies and everything you watch, it's like, it's all like men get up and leave after sex and women are like, oh, you're leaving me. What people don't realize is oftentimes women want you to get the fuck out after. And we aren't conditioned to be able to say that. It's not an insult. It's like, this has been fun. We've cuddled for a little while. I like to sleep alone. And I, in particular, I like to process, if it's especially a new lover, if I'm with a new lover, and we're going to plan a night together, I like to do that, and then I like them to go away, and I like to sit and process it the first time or two, and decide, how do I feel about something that just happened? Like, is this something I want to do? And I don't want to do it with them there. And if they insist on staying, I feel trapped. And if I feel trapped, then it casts a long shadow on everything. And it's like, I don't look at it as a good thing. I look at it as, oh, I feel trapped. If I have sex with this person, you know what I mean? But if they're like, you know, it's loving, and then it's like, all right, I'm going to go home. I'll text you when I'm home. I'll text you in the morning and say thank you again. That was sexy. By the morning, I'm masturbating and thinking about you. And I'm like, when are we going to do this again? If you insist on staying or you act weird about the fact that I'm like, hey, bye, then I feel trapped and I'm not, you know. And women do this too. I know men do this, but actually women do it as well, right?
Yeah, and I want to toast just you because I am a freedom girl. Yeah. And at the minute I feel trapped, the relationship is dead in the water.
Yep.
I mean, it cannot survive me feeling trapped. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I also like it when, when I leave and I regret leaving.
Oh.
I love that. I love that moment. I'm like, oh.
Not always. I will just say, like, I am a greedy bitch. So, like, if we spend the night together, there's a chance that we'll fuck again in the morning.
Yes.
So that's just kind of my thought process on that.
God, I feel like the first couple of times I'm with someone, like, I dread the morning. I'm like, is it going to be awkward?
If you start off banging, bang the awkwardness away.
Yeah, but you don't know if it's going to start off that way. It doesn't always start off that way.
If you try hard enough.
I don't like awkward mornings. I like to get into, I know, like I take a while to want to spend a morning with someone. Mornings are precious to me. I spend them like scrolling through my email and masturbating and with nobody else. That's what my mornings look, every morning looks like. That's right. Tomorrow morning at probably 8 a.m. That's what I'm going to be doing.
Do you masturbate every single morning?
Almost every single morning. It's my goal to have an orgasm every single day or two or three. Yes.
You're committed.
I'm committed. How have we done on our list?
Something that hasn't come up at all that is a thing that really bothers me, and maybe some women would like it, you know, once again, everyone's different, is pushing my head down towards your cock.
Ugh.
Don't do that. I mean, pretty much every time if I'm with a man, he's getting a blowjob. He doesn't have to push my head down, you know?
I've heard from other women.
It really, really bothers me. Don't do that.
I totally agree. If I go down on a head too quickly, I am going to gag and it's not going to be pretty. And so when I get my head pushed down too fast, they don't know my gag reflex.
Right.
So don't do it. Your fault. What happens next? So, okay, I'm kidding. That has never actually happened.
It does happen, though.
It does. It does happen. To me, it hasn't. But
you might end up with vomit on your dick and no one feels bad for you.
No.
Yeah, so stop shoving your head down.
Even if you really need a blowjob, just say, I really need a blowjob.
And then we can say, please. Pretty, 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 please. What?
I really need a blowjob. Pretty, 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 please.
Oh, God. Can we cheers? Like, everyone drank to that without a cheers. Just, like, pretty, please. Pretty, pretty, please. All right. God, it's a good drink, and it's not killing us like the porn star did.
I did have another one. Stop being afraid of toys. It's not a competition.
God damn it. That is a real thing. Men are weird about toys. Some men. If you're a guy and you're weird about toys, I'm just like, oh, you've got some self-esteem stuff. You're not ready for me.
Absolutely. I just mentioned, I have a toy box. I have two toy boxes. I have a lot of different toys that go in different places and do different things. And I love to experiment. And I think one of the things is the common misconception that if you use a toy that is bigger than your partner, that your vagina is going to be larger and not you have a nice big vagina, and you're not going to be able to please your male partner if they are smaller than your toy. And that is a really unfortunate misconception. And I think there's no reason to be afraid of toys. They're there just to enhance the experience, and they're not just there for me. There are so many toys made for your pleasure as well, like the Wii Vibe. That goes inside of me, so I become a vibrator for you. Fuck yeah. Like, let's experiment and let's try all of these toys together, and don't be afraid of it. Let's just embrace and explore those things together.
In connection to toys, one of the first thoughts I had, you know, was, guys, stop taking it personally.
Yeah.
If you need to use a toy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Male sexual functioning sometimes is a thing, you know? And I can promise these guys, I think, that their girls do not care.
We don't.
They don't care if
we don't.
Their dicks are functioning the way they idealistically would want them to, you know? And a toy is perfect. And women in general, I think, are more than happy to engage in sex with you if they're not in the mood. I've done it a million times. Not really feeling it. I'll give you a blowjob.
Right.
I've got my hands. I just don't think I want your dick inside me right now. There's other things
or
we can
I'll
do.
Just squirt some lube down there and take a nap.
This is all about you needing an orgasm. I'm okay with that. We can do that. You know, it's okay. And I think that a lot of guys get caught up in, you know, well, no, if I'm not feeling aroused, if I'm not getting my dick inside, then it's not worth the effort.
Not true.
And it's so not true for the person that you are making love to.
Right.
And in terms of, this is really all about, you know, your ability to satisfy, and you have the ability to satisfy with no penis at all.
Right. We don't need your penis.
And recognize that. I mean, we love your penis. It's great. It's fun, you know. And when it is feeling like it wants to come out and play, great. You know. But it's not necessary.
So to introduce it seems like this is going to be a slightly controversial thing to say I wish did happen in the bedroom, is I wish men did say what they wanted. I feel like there is some toxic masculinity that means that men have to be a certain way.
Agreed.
They have to be that macho man that wants to fuck, and that's all they want, and they want to do it hard. And I would love if men would communicate more about what they wanted. I love one of the things that really surprised me was when I had a partner, a male partner, man partner, tell me that he wanted his neck kissed, but not bitten and not like sucked. He just really loved feminine, gentle kisses on his neck. And it took him a really long time to open up and tell me that's what he wanted because he didn't want to feel demasculated. I said, I think I may have said it wrong.
Emasculated.
That works. Ways. Yeah. And because he, because it's not something that is considered manly. And I wish men could feel more comfortable owning those softer sides of themselves or in general what they wanted in sex.
Yeah.
Because that's not all men do want that. They want to be able to do those things. They want, maybe they want to finger up their butt.
That's fine too. A lot of men want to finger up their ass and it's hot. Can we, like, come on.
It is.
It is so taboo.
I love the taboo.
Is it really taboo?
Right now, I feel like it's not as much, but
I think that's hot. I think when a guy is okay with that, it's hot. And I also agree with you. Like, when, and I had a recent situation where a guy was just like, well, you do this and this. And I was like, sure. It was so, it removed the stress of like, mm-hmm. what is he really wanting? Mm-hmm. He said it and I was like, fuck yeah. All right.
Yes. Thank
yeah.
you.
And then, you know, sometimes it's something you're like, maybe I thought that wasn't my thing. And then someone tells me, can you do this for me? And I'm like, sure. And then I start doing it. And I'm like, dude, this is my thing.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Thank you for telling me. Thank you for introducing me.
Being vulnerable and yeah. just asking Ooh. For like, can you please do this to me.
Yeah. Let me, give me some of that sexy vulnerability.
Oh, so sexy. Yeah. It is. Be vulnerable, man. Be vulnerable and please. Be open. Be open to when women say, I actually can't do, like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you're
like,
not being rejected.
That sucks, but no.
You're not being rejected or anything like that. It's just, but tell us. You may be surprised about what.
You'd be surprised how much we do.
Let me surprise you.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, Andrea, what's on your list that we're missing? Okay, wait, cheers to vulnerability.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I am in on that one.
Yes.
Tell us what you want. God, it's getting dark and sexy out here.
Got our mood lighting.
There is one thing on my list that I think would warrant a conversation. Mm-hmm. Something I personally, you know, relate to and have had more than one woman tell me, you know, she would also like, yeah, what the fuck with this thing that happens? People who don't have any breasts or who have never experienced having breasts don't know how to deal with breasts. And we're a very breast-obsessed culture. I mean, I love looking at breasts, too. They're very arousing. But there's You're this okay. thing. Stop. I've decided it's nipple tweaking. Stop nipple tweaking. The things twisting. People do to nipples. Let go of it being about the nipple.
I do like my nipples sucked.
Oh, yes. I mean, at the right doesn't? Time. And yes. with and it's still, I mean, I've even had that done terribly.
Everything can be done incorrectly.
Yes.
Let's just be clear about that. There's a right way and a wrong way to do everything for everybody.
But I also have an inverted nipple.
Me too. Yes.
My bitches. Now, guys, I really like to have some. I like to have somebody latch on and kind of nurse on it. I don't know why. This is a new thing I've discovered. I'm like, you just go. And they're so tiny, so it feels silly. I'm like, I feel like if they were bigger and I went and I had that attitude, it would be sexier. But now I'm just like, I don't get, like, it's a thing. But they're that tiny.
That sounds pretty hot to me, though.
I like that. But I don't want them tweak. And I don't like it when guys grab my boobs and, like, squeeze and hurt them. It's like, where did you learn that was a thing?
Thank you, porn.
It hurts.
Yeah.
And it makes me want to punch you and break your nose.
And some people are into that. Get consent first, though. Yeah. Get consent.
You can latch on.
Yeah. So for a
while. Oh, God, I'm going to cut this.
Don't you dare.
It's true. It's like my new
That's
thing.
Good
like,
stuff.
God, it's so sexy.
trying to bring this back on topic, you still have your list. Was there anything else that you wanted to make sure you got a chance to mention?
I think I mentioned all the important ones. I think that what I'd like to do, you know, is in conclusion, go through the list. The theme was, what do women wish men would stop doing in bed? And these are the answers that we got, and some of the topics that are subjects. See, now you can tell how much alcohol I've had. I cannot talk clearly. These are the subjects that we have touched upon, just a few that we didn't, but they're pretty obvious, and there's not much exploration to go into with them. One, stop trying to fuck a dry pussy.
Don't
bring your own lube. It's considerate. It shows you're thinking of her. It's a good thing to do.
I really am going to make a sticker that says bring your own lube.
When in doubt, go down. It can be the whole show. Stop nipple tweaking. That's number two. Number three, stop thinking you need a cock, yet alone a hard one, to make a woman come. Number four, stop attacking the clit. We didn't explore that, but it's an obvious one. Stop ignoring the clit. Yes, it's somewhere in the middle that
you want to be. It's always a happy medium, folks.
Stop coming first with something someone contributed. Stop showing up with too much saliva and no coffee.
Always have coffee.
Stop pushing heads towards your cock.
Don't push your head down.
Stop thinking you can do anything without clear consent. Talk to your partner. Find out what she wants. Yes. That is it. That is the list. In completion.
I mean, mostly.
Mostly.
So unless we have anything else to add to this conversation, which I know we don't, the mind eraser worked. We are now going to take a moment to forget all of those moments that led to the information that we gave you tonight. So, thank you for joining us for What Women Wish Men Would Stop Doing in Bed. I hope you take our comments to heart. If you have questions, comments, additions, you're like, after listening to this, I've got to come on and I've got to add my piece, contact me, Annette Benedetti, your hostess, at She Explores Life Lot. At SheExploresLife@gmail.com with your thoughts, why you think you should be here. I want to thank in advance Daisy for coming back, Andrea for coming for the first time.
I hope you've come before.
I have. Once or twice.
For the first time with me. And Anna, just for being Anna.
The best bartender.
Making sure we're all saucy by the end of the night.
Thank you.
It's my best move.
She always succeeds at her job. And so thank you, listeners. And for now, that is it. So have a good night and cheers.
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 Ring loop.
Bring sexy back in 2024 with hot lingerie, sensual body products, and adventurous sex toys from lovehoney.com, all at a 15% discount with code EXPLORES15. Embrace your inner bombshell with their gorgeous bra and panty sets, baby dolls, and corsets. Then explore your desires with their line of toys that range from vanilla is my flavor to tie me up and call me good girl daddy. And don't forget to treat yourself to a massage candle or a sensual body oil, all for 15% off with code EXPLORES15 when you shop lovehoney.com. That's right, 15% off on lingerie, sex toys, and more when you shop lovehoney.com and use code EXPLORES15 at checkout. Cheers.